Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, one more game to get you ready for, or series, I guess. Beavs v. Knowles.
Yes.
Super Reach tomorrow. Game one is at 3 o'clock. Right as our show begins, We will have to be watching the Beavers.
And I don't think I could eat Beaver.
Saturday at 6, and then Sunday to be announced if needed.
You
got to win best 2 or 3 here.
Be on ESPN2. This is just one of 3 Super Regis to feature 2 national seeds.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a lot of upsets. So you've got Oregon State at 8 and Florida State at 9.
Yeah, and when you look through, they're very evenly matched. From records to stats, the record against like quad one teams. And Vegas basically has this almost as a pick 'em, even with Florida State traveling 3,000 miles into Corvallis. So maybe just being in Corvallis is enough to give the Beavs the nod.
Buckley, you doing some hot college baseball betting over there? On the Fan?
Sorry, I was editing. No, not really. I mean, I did bet the Seminoles in this series, but...
did you really? You bet against our Beavs,
Why?
Huh?
I did.
Why'd you do that?
Because it seems as though the Beavs are overrated.
Look at you.
And why
would
that...
the Ducks beat them?
No, not... Well, that's another thing. Ducks beat them 4-0. But no, their analytics aren't great compared to the other top seeds. They didn't play in a conference, so some think that they haven't been tested quite as much.
Okay.
And Knowles, with the better starting pitcher, that is.
Okay. You know, I was looking at, because I was thinking that Florida State was kind of a baseball blue blood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think of them as a baseball blue blood?
I don't know about a blue blood, but I think of Florida State as having a good baseball team.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Buster Posey, Jameis Winston come to mind.
Cal Raleigh. The dumper.
So they've been
think
to,
of all those Southern teams as good baseball programs.
They have been to the NCAA baseball tournament 61 times. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times they've been to the World Series?
This would, if they make it to the World Series, this would be 2 out of the last 3 years. So I'm gonna say they've
been. Yeah.
If they make it to the World Series.
Yeah.
They've been to the College World Series, I don't know. I know they've been at least once. I'll go twice.
In 61 NCAA tournament appearances, The Florida State Seminoles have been to 24 College World Series.
Oh, God.
Isn't that amazing?
So they are there all the time.
And, dude,
stand corrected.
They've never won it.
Oh,
they are 0-24.
Now, I did see that they had not won a national title, which is why I did not think that they had been to that many World Series.
I feel like this is a very under reported phenomenon right here.
0-24.
24 times they've been to the College World Series and they never won it.
Good Lord. So they are the...
And they've only been to the finals three times.
They're the definition of the Cinderella.
They're the Oregon Ducks of college baseball?
Oregon has not been...
They haven't been to 24...
No, not 24. No, I'm saying they've been to the championship, you said, three times, which is...
The finals, yeah.
So that's what I was thinking of.
Dude, that's crazy.
The Beavers have been to seven College World Series, and they've won three of them.
Yeah. They have not been, though, since 2018 when they won their last national championship, but they have made every postseason tournament, not to the World Series, but they have made the NCAA, the regionals, every year since.
Yeah, but according to Buck, they're overrated.
Well, I was kind of looking through, like, because we don't follow college baseball that closely, and there does seem to be, at least from a Florida State perspective, and I was looking at the Baseball America had a little write-up on it, and some people are saying that the strength of schedule, and again, against the better Quad 1 teams, Florida State does have better metrics than Oregon State. And some people were surprised that Oregon State got the number 8 seed. The idea is, I think, is if Oregon had not fumbled the ball into the end zone in the Big Ten tournament, that maybe Oregon would have been that seed and not Oregon State. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, didn't, and...
Bring it.
It kind of feels like for Oregon State, you got a swagger. Yeah, you lose that game to St. Mary's, and then you come back and you just beat the bejesus out of the rest of that that regional. So I think Oregon State's got some they got some swagger.
What was the number you guys drummed up? They scored like 45 runs in their final three games of that regional or something.
It was more than that.
It was crazy.
I think they outscored them. Was it 50-8 or something?
God, like I mean, it was none of those games were competitive. And so, part of that is just, hey, are you hot at the right time? And say what you will, Beavers had like a 10-day layoff, didn't look good in that first game against St. Mary's, and looked every bit the part. So I'm excited. I was going to try to go down to the Saturday game, but the late game is going to screw me over. I was hoping that was going to be earlier in the day. But that 6 o'clock first pitch is going to scroogey me.
So you remember when Oregon State knocked off Arkansas?
I do.
That was back in 2018.
2018, their last national championship and their last trip to the College World Series.
Did you know that were it not for Oregon State knocking off Arkansas, the SEC would have seven straight College World Series champions?
Oh, they've won it every year since then, huh?
Yep.
Ooh. So who's but the SEC, dude, they got drilled in this year's.
They still have the favorite.
But they're also top heavy. Like Arkansas and Tennessee are both supposed to be really good. LSU's the second favorite.
I think LSU's the favorite.
I thought Arkansas was, but is LSU?
Well, the number one and number two seeds are both gone, and they were SEC teams. So Vanderbilt and
Texas
both went down. But they had half of the seeds, and the SEC had a monumental collapse at the regionals, which is hilarious.
Overrated. Kind of like Oregon State, according to Buck.
Yeah, people on now we're getting Oregon State fans saying Beavs had to play a ton of road games because they weren't in a conference. So, I hate when, we try to justify, look, they're here. They're the number 8 seed in the country. They're hosting a super regional. They got a very good Florida State team coming in.
Should be good.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Top three odds to win College World Series, all SEC teams. Arkansas plus 475, LSU plus 550, Tennessee plus 700.
What are the Beavs?
The Beavs are...
15?
Let's see here. Why? They're not showing up on this list. I don't know why.
No odds.
Hmm. You know what?
Will not win.
Let's sawbuck down on our Beavs.
Get it.
Let's go.
All right, we will kick off the club coming up next with Elon versus Trump talk on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.